Hi, I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the Pantheon Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There were a lot of things about the 1980s that we'd like to forget, but one of the most memorable parts of the decade was the music. While artists like Madonna, The Police, Def Leppard, and Michael Jackson were popular for huge parts of the decade, the music scene of the 1980s is filled with artists who had one and only one hit song. In this episode of Prisoners of Rock and Roll, we're talking about the one-hit wonders of the 1980s. We've got a list of songs that include some that we still listen to today and some that haven't aged very well. So come on, Eileen, and take on me while we put on the Ritz down in Funky Town. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Prisoners of Rock and Roll, episode number 72. I'm the warden, Rob Owens, and I'm here talking about the one-hit wonders of the 1980s with two other one-hit wonders from the 1980s. Two very good friends of mine, Mr. Bruce Kramer, and the one and only Mr. Ryan McCusker.
I'm rocking!
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Whoa, the warden's in town, baby.
Yep, and that's part of my community service. So Prisoners of Rock and Roll is part of the Pantheon Podcast Network, and our show is sponsored by Boldfoot Socks and McCusker's Tavern in beautiful South Philadelphia.
All right.
It was so fucking weird sitting here and listening to you read all that stuff that I normally do.
I'm the warden.
I'm the warden.
Just the Benny Hill song in the background.
and there goes all your ratings.
What's going on, guys, man? Rob, welcome to the show. I know we've been talking for months about getting you back on, and glad we were able to get the schedules together.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. You know, what's going on with you guys?
The bar's getting ready for its 55th anniversary party this coming up. By the time the show comes out, we already had the party. I'm looking forward to that. A bunch of people will probably be coming out of the woodworks for that. You know, you never know who's going to show up.
I love that you're doing a meet and greet for your dad from 4 to 7.
You have to. Come in.
I love it. I love it.
You have to. You know, he's only there for a few hours. You know, he's got to, if you want to see him, you know.
It's awesome. I'm glad you guys are celebrating 55 years in business. That's, you know, for a family owned business to be still going that strong is just awesome. And we're planning on coming down Saturday and having a couple beers and seeing everybody and looking forward to it, man.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody. It's all the people that support us over the years, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, we wound up taking a little bit of extra time off because of the baseball playoffs. And that obviously didn't end
the way. I don't
want
to talk about it.
Right. We're back sooner than we thought we were going to be. But, you know, it was just schedules were just so crazy hectic. And I saw pictures of the bar, Ryan, that it looked like it was jumping down there.
It was insane, dude. Like, I was working and then, like, coming home at like 2 o'clock in the morning and like pacing because I was like working so hard, my adrenaline was pumped. Yeah, oh man, there's nothing like a rushing crowd to like before the like in between like innings, everybody jumps up and wants a beer like with the commercial. You know, it's I didn't watch any of the game. The only way I knew what was going on, people were like cheering, and there wasn't much cheering going on.
Yeah, I was away for work for the last game, and we were in a hotel. We're just outside of Atlantic City, and there was like 100 of us from work, and we're like, the hotel goes, we don't get TBS. We can't put the game on. I'm like, you're full of crap. You just don't want 100 people in the lobby watching TV. So we went to a bar across the street, and I foolishly was like, I'll cover the bar tab, and I'll expense it when you get home. And $2,000 later.
You're out of your fucking mind. No way.
And how much was yours, Bruce?
I have a corporate credit card, so it was like I didn't float the money, but it was still like I had to come home and expense $2,000 and chicken fingers and beers. And you know, it looked like a CVS receipt how long it was with all the crap on it. So
that's hysterical. One hit wonders, guys.
Yeah, man. All right.
All
right.
We're talking about the show.
So. Yeah, dude, we're kicking around a whole bunch of ideas, and Rob really wanted to talk about Coldplay, but we had to pull rank and say we're going to talk about one-hit wonders of the 80s. So
Wait till the 2000s.
Right.
But, you know.
I love this era of music.
Me too. There was so much fun. Everything was fun about it. The thing that I really enjoyed thinking about was how all the nerds became the rock stars. You know, like all the computer geeks that came up with all the synthesizers and all that shit. You know, that's all that this like one hit wonders 80s was all the synthesizer music and computer, you know, oriented stuff. For once, the geeks were cool, man.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. I mean, it's so electronic, a lot of the stuff, right? Drum machines and the synth and all that other kind of stuff. And not a lot of just like rock stuff on here on the playlist we put together. Because I mean, you got bands that were doing rock and roll, of course, that were coming up, but they weren't like one hit wonders, right? You had Guns N' Roses and
No, they weren't one hit wonders.
Right. All those
one hit wonders are like real fun, like something really, really fun that gets played out and it gets obnoxious. You know,
there's a couple songs on here that we put on the playlist that I was like, man, I love this song. There's a couple songs on here that are like some of my favorite songs at all.
Sure. I was looking at it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's a couple songs that I'm like, ooh, this song sucks. And
I'm looking forward to getting my natural reaction out of it. You know, like I just want you to play it and then I'll go, oh, and we'll say the word. And what do you think?
Okay.
I mean, if you want me to, sure. I mean, yeah. You're not going to care.
Well,
what
you're
I think
here.
Anyway,
damn it.
Sure.
You gotta pay your way, pal.
Yeah, well, I gotta start at the bottom.
This ride ain't for free, pal.
No problem.
You're on our show. You're gonna work. Damn it! All right, what do you want to talk about first?
Pull up songs, man. Start playing songs in your order, and then we'll just party on from there.
All right, I know there's no way we're going to get through all these since there's like 45 songs on here. But here you go, man. I'll just start at the top of the list. Here's the first one.
Love it.
Do you? I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a huge I'm looking up them on Wikipedia as that was playing.
Yeah,
at least 50 people in this band.
It's like the Wu-Tang Clan.
they're not to fuck with.
Right. Yeah, you know it. You know, I saw a triple X film once time called Come On, Eileen.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That was a funny trick. I don't know.
I thought you were being serious, but again, it's where I would like listen to it on the headphones, a different experience. There's like a little banjo in there that I had never really picked up before. There's a lot of stuff. And yeah, there's been 51 people in this band over the time of their life. And I couldn't tell you two songs by Dexy's Midnight
This is
Riders.
It.
Yeah.
Rob, can you like listen to the song through the headset and hear what we talk about who our episodes all the time?
Yeah.
That's a good answer. That was a good answer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The experience of listening to it on headphones is just so it's so different.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the headset I have on is only one speaker because it's like
you're a gamer.
Yeah, it's a gamer headset. But you know what? If you have me back, I'll upgrade to another set. So
we got
to
get you a microphone, and
that's why it sounds like you're talking into a potato.
Yeah, because it uses the gamer microphone.
Right.
Me and Bruce are high tech microphones, and I'm come on, Eileen. Yeah.
How many does that song get played all the time at the bar? It's got to, right? That's a bar song.
Yes, all the time. And I still
feel like
love
that
it,
song
man.
Is good. Like the chorus is good, but
the
like
the lead's good.
The lead up to it's like kind of like okay, like get to the point. But once you get to the chorus, it's like all right. I mean, I can dig it.
I think the dude's voice is original. Like nobody ever sound like him.
It doesn't have that. It doesn't sound as 80s, right? It doesn't have all that synth and shit on it. It's still, I don't know. It sounds a little bit more timeless to me than some of the other stuff we're gonna play.
I love the ending when it has the slowdown. Come on, Aluda, and then it picks up and it runs. What a come on, man! Fun shit.
Yeah, no, it's like a little, a little Clash sounding. It's got a little like reggae kind of shit to it, and
very cool.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that song, but
all right. What's the next one? Rob, call that number right now.
Yeah, from what area code?
Yeah, anyone. Pick one.
I'm going to do it right now while we're sitting here.
That'd be hysterical. They probably answer like, yes, no.
No, Jenny's not here.
No, don't ask for Jenny. Ask for Come On, Eileen. That would throw them a fucking curveball. Come on, Eileen there.
They won't even let you.
It's not a good, it's not a legit number. I'll try the Philadelphia area code.
Jenny was a whore. Her name was on the bathroom door. I write my own songs.
No, it's ringing. It's ringing in Pennsylvania.
Hello, this is Jenny. I can't get to the phone right now, but if you got my number from a wall, feel free to leave a message, and who knows, I might just give you a call back. Press 1 to leave me a message, or you can press 2 to listen to my messages. So, you know, that might be interesting. So, yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling. It's a sunny day in Ocala, and have a nice day.
That was awesome. What a guy.
That was fucking awesome. That was totally unplanned, that was fantastic.
That's what we do on this show, improv.
That was awesome. Okay. So, wow.
I love that song. I love that song.
You know what, man? The opening guitar riff is pretty solid. Yeah. It does kind of rock.
My band plays this song. We always kick the shit out of it.
Not something I listen to. I don't. It's probably the first time I've ever pulled it up on Spotify. But I like it.
Fun things like this I listen to on the beach. You know?
Okay.
Warden, what do you listen to, like, one-hit wonders? Like, do you, like, have like a certain time you like to drive with the truck, you know, and you like need some fun shit go on, you put some one hit wonders on?
Yeah, like I'll put I have a playlist on I have Apple Music, but I have a playlist that I'll put on like when the weather's nice and I just put the windows down and just kind of cruise down the highway and I listen to like, well, I was going to mention other songs that are on this list, but we're getting ahead
of ourselves.
We'll get to them. But yeah. But yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. This is, I think, I don't know. Yeah. There's something about these songs that we're going to talk about that just like, I don't know. It kind of like brings a smile to your face, you know?
Let me back up a little bit. Let me introduce Rob to our listeners. If people don't know, everybody, Rob is the warden. He's been our friend, Bruce's friend first, and my friend for what is it, 20 years now. And he's our number one fan. He was our first fan. He's a truck driver. He's a Phillies fanatic, sports mm-hmm. fanatic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we try to teach him about rock. You don't know anything about rock and roll until we tell him, you know. But
very true. Yeah. I mean, I just know what I hear. But when I listen to the show and I hear all the, I call it like the nerd stats, like when Bruce goes on his little dialogue about like the behind story of like an artist or a song, wherever I go, hey, I never knew that. Like, that's awesome. You know,
you as a fan dig what we're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And we had you on a while ago. We did an episode on MTV Unplugged. We were actually just grabbing a beer at the bar before it came down. I was like, hey, why'd you come on down and sit with us and hop in?
That,
so
we did that episode in my house, didn't we?
We did. That's right. A long time, a couple of years ago. Because we did, just in the time that we were off, we passed our 3-year anniversary of doing the show. So,
wow.
I know, right?
How about that?
I know. So
what's the next song?
All right, here we go. I really like this next song. Here you go. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I want. I love that song.
Me too.
That's a song I still listen to a lot.
I hear these, like I hear that song and I think of the Burger King commercial it was in.
Dude, I was just going to say that. Like, yeah. Talk about songs that put a smile on my face. I just thought about what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. I'm like, I want to have me some Burger King by listening to that song.
See what happens? Subliminal messaging, bro.
It works, right?
I want a Whopper.
And I was watching a YouTube video about like one hit wonders of the 80s. I was just listening to the stories about them preparing for this. And the song is literally about like melt with you, like in a nuclear war. It really is like, there's no hidden message. It is about like the world ending. And it's like this apocalyptic thing. And people took it as a love song. And they're like, no, that's not what it meant. The guy was writing.
That's hysterical.
You know, the Cold War and shit. Like
yeah.
That
I was going to say about that time. There was, you know, the, everybody was going to bomb everybody. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of like new wave music, but I do like that song. I also love this next song. From what my research was that they had the concept for the video already. And then they wrote the song to match the video concept. And also the keyboardist for David Bowie. Here you go. I love it. So he didn't. Me he wasn't too. In Bowie's band. He played with Bowie at Live Aid. But
I was going to say, I mean, that song is very Bowie.
Yeah, I agree. He I'm just looking at his discography, man. He played on Urgent by Foreigner. He was the keyboardist on Pyromania from Def Leppard.
Oh, no way.
He played on
What's
Heaven
his
is
name?
A Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle. Thomas Dolby.
Okay. I love Heaven on Earth, Bull in the Carlisle.
Yeah, he did a whole bunch of like video game soundtracks. He's like a professor or something now. He teaches like audio engineering or something.
Well, he's blinded by science.
Right.
Science.
I don't have any time. Right. I say that all the time at work. It was like when something clicks, it's science. And people probably have no idea what the hell I'm talking about because I'm older than everybody now.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
But I love that song. It's, I mean, shit, yeah, that's hysterical. It's so 80s.
Yeah, sounding, it doesn't get any more 80s than that.
Well, when you said the nerds become popular in the 80s, that was the dude I thought of first.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Keep on going.
Yep. Here you go.
What language is she speaking?
German.
Yeah. It's German. I don't really like that song, but
I played a metal version of that in high school.
It's probably way better than that version. I don't. There, I mean, there's an English version of it too.
Yeah,
that she sings when it became popular.
I'd rather hear the German version.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's supposed to be like the Luftballons are flying over the Berlin Wall, so it is political. And the, I don't know, it was like the guitar player or something saw the Stones play in like West Berlin, and they let a bunch of balloons go, and the balloons were like floating over the Berlin Wall.
Oh, wow.
And it kind of like inspired the guy to write the song.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right.
That's deep.
Yeah.
In the English version, it says 99 red balloons go by. So that makes sense.
Yeah. I've just never been a big fan of that song, but. But
it's interesting. The story's cool.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. I'll just keep moving. I don't want to keep teeing these things up here.
I love Devo. They were more than a one-hit wonder, bro.
Yeah, commercially, man, I don't like.
Yeah, they did a version of Satisfaction that's fucking great. It's in like a billion movies.
I never listened to them very much, man. I'm not a huge fan of that song. But then we talked about them in the when they were up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I really started listening to them, and I was like, "Holy shit! Like, they're really good."
Oh, yeah.
And I was so excited for them to be on this list. And I was like, go, seriously, man, go listen to some Devo.
But they're what I'm talking about. The geeks who are the rock stars.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, they were like an art project. They started like an art project in college.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. It was like The Evolution of Man or something. And that was like
move on stage like they were robots. Like, it was bizarre. It was brilliant.
They got my vote to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that year they were up. And obviously it didn't go their way, but
definitely different than anything else ever out there. I always thought like Weezer tried to be Devo.
Not even. Yeah, I agree. But Devo is in a whole nother world than Weezer. I hate Weezer, but we've talked about that before. But yeah, man, go listen. If you go back and listen to more music by any of these one-hit wonders out of all of them that we talk about, go listen to more Devo, man. There's some stuff that we uncovered doing the show that I still listen to that I'm like, man, this is awesome. I was so glad I learned about them.
As a drummer, their time signatures are fucking crazy.
They did a lot of like weird, like avant-garde kind of stuff with like time signatures and beats and rhyming schemes and shit like that. They were really pushing the envelope. It was really cool.
I think it was just, they were brains, you know, they just pushed the limit.
Yeah.
I think that's their whole gig. Like you said,
computer nerds, audio engineers and shit like that. So
you think of if you've ever seen the movie Revenge of the Nerds, There's a scene in it where they're like playing. That's what I think of, even though it's not really related, but like I can hear the song and think of the scene in the movie. Like they're kind of dressed like Devo a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the times.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. All right.
That band saved my life.
Devo?
The Alpha, whatever band from the Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, that band. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the shit.
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Yes. Nerds.
Nerds.
I wanted to get the, like, when he goes, like, you're la, 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 la. I can't, every time I hear song. That, I think of, like, when Howard Stern was making fun of it, like, singing about Robin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't the guy in that band die?
With the eye patch?
Yeah. Didn't he?
They did a show. There was a show in the probably, like, late 90s, early 2000s that VH1 did about, like, lost 80s or whatever.
Yeah, where are they now?
Yeah, where are they now? Yeah, and I remember they interviewed, like, the lead singer of Dead or Alive who sings this song, and I was like, he had, like, way too much, like, plastic surgery. I don't know if you were trying to be a woman, which to each his own, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was just reading about. He kind of bankrupted himself spending all his money on plastic surgery, and he was kind of transgender, and he passed away in 2016.
That's a shame.
That sucks. Yeah.
Weird, that's an incredibly really weird. Yeah.
There was all kinds of, like, cross-dressing shit going on in the 80s, if you think about it.
A lot of makeup.
Well, yeah, I mean, Boy George, you don't get anywhere, like,
D. Snyder,
good.
Bowie and Annie Lennox were pushing boundaries. Different
Annie Lennox was a good, that's a really good example, because she was a woman, and she was pushing, like, am I a man, am I a woman, you know? Kind of thing. Interesting.
Yeah. We've talked about her a couple of times. I love Annie Lennox. She's great. And yeah, Bowie, we did the whole show on Bowie and all his gender bending shit and stuff like that. So, all right. That is a song to me, when I hear it, I'm instantly back in, like, freshman year of high school, sitting in my girlfriend's, like, living room, listening to music on the radio on a Friday night. And that's just one of the cheesy, you know, long distance dedications or something like that.
I remember the video.
I do not.
I don't remember the video at all. I do. Okay. It's an okay song. You know, it never did anything for me.
Very 80s sounding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob, do you like it? What do you think? Do you rock out to it in the shower?
No, actually, the funny thing is, like, I never heard the original. So there was a cover of this song in, like, the mid to late 90s. Some, like, 90s, like, club band or whatever redid it. And I think they were called Intonation. And I was like, you know, it was one of those songs they played at the skating rink on a Friday night, and you're 13, 14 years old, and you're trying to go to second base with a girl or something. It's like, then I found out it wasn't, like, an original song. And then I heard this version. I went, yeah, the same thing. Like you said, Ryan, just, it's okay. Like, I don't hate it.
Let's just get something fucking straight here.
Yes.
Rob, you've never been to second base. Come on, guys.
Not lately.
All right. How about some international stuff?
God, that song sucks.
Yeah,
even in headphones. Even with headphones, it's super.
It's got
sucks.
A little bit of, like, it's got a little bit of, like, pop punk sound to it, like the guitar, but it doesn't. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
but it's so tongue in cheek. I mean, song's about masturbation. I mean,
I'm not a big. Yeah, it just never did anything for me.
Yeah, I never liked that song. Rob loves it.
It's a great song to play on Guitar Hero, that's for sure.
I'm sure you're playing your ass off with it.
The next song doesn't do anything for me either, and that's Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo.
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, Mexican Radio.
All right, yeah, okay.
Rob, what do you think, buds?
I had never heard of this before.
You never heard?
Really?
Really?
Never heard of this song before. And
well, you're a lucky man.
I want to nominate this for the electric chair, that's for sure.
Well, you're in charge of electric chair. I hope you have something prepared.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to go on.
Cool.
It's an interesting, the Mexican radio is about like really powerful AM stations coming out of Mexico, and you could pick them up when you lived in like California. Mm-hmm. So these guys as a band, they would be driving around to rehearsal and they would listen to these radio stations, and there wasn't all the record industry in Mexico. It wasn't regulated like it was in the United States. So they were playing all kinds of other weird stuff and shit like that. And I guess and they made the video. I was like really weird. And the guy that made the video was the Ramones saw it and was like, dude, you're awesome. You're going to go. And they basically hired a guy to go make all the Ramones videos, music videos moving forward. But I don't really care.
Yeah, I like the hook. I like how they just say radio.
Okay.
Mexican.
Thank God I never heard of that song. Oh,
keep on moving.
Yeah. All right. This is another weird one. Taco. And Taco putting on the Ritz. This is a fucking weird
song. I love it.
Man.
It's scary. Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat. Pants with stripes and cutaway coat. Perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz,
young Frankenstein.
I think of that scene in Family Guy when he did this song.
I think that video is spooky as shit.
That video is got like dudes in blackface on it. It is like, holy shit.
I didn't notice that. I just noticed the guy walking around with his facial expressions. Really,
they've got blackface on, like, hello. I mean, because that's Putting on a Ritz is a Irving Berlin song from like the 20s. I said before I wanted to do an episode where we take one hit wonders and then we say, what is their second most popular song? Because I'm like, what is that? That's by a band named Taco. I'm like, what is Taco's second most popular song, and how it's got to be awful, right? right.
It's probably on Spotify.
It is. They covered "Singing in the Rain."
Well, maybe that was their gimmick, like old.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know a whole lot about them as an artist.
They were different. They had a different sound.
Remember, he had a lot of makeup on in the video
because he wanted to be Gary Cooper.
He was Indonesian and Dutch, and he's still alive. Okay. He did "Sing It in the Rain," and then I don't know what else he did. Looks like he's still making music. Jesus Christ.
Good for him.
Yeah. All right. It's a really weird song. Said the video. I don't know. It's my wife and I were watching it one day in the backyard, and we're like, oh my God. It's like blackface and all kinds of other shit. Like, no wonder you don't see that much anymore.
Hamina.
That's not on VH1 class.
Right. And of course the Young Frankenstein bit, when Young Frankenstein and Gene Wilder sing it, is just hysterical.
Amazing.
But, yeah. All right. The very first song that was ever played on MTV.
Yes. Not on Rex Manning Day. What a great song.
So with these guys, they kind of broke up and they all joined Yes. They were all members of Yes after this. Like when really? Yes, when like Rich Wakeman and
I'm Johnny not a Yes fan. I don't know.
I'm not either. But them. Like when they, I get when they kind of like started to break up a little bit, these guys all became part of the musicians in Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which I, you know, I think we've talked about that before. They don't do anything for me. So
I remember watching the video really young. I have no recollection of MTV's first broadcasting, but I do remember that first wave, you know, and I totally remember seeing that video, you know, and how true is that? It was like the future, like it was like, here's the song of the future at that time. Right. And now even so more now, because everybody's on Twitter or whatever the fuck it is, dancing on videos, you know, I don't know.
You know, they were worried about music videos killing like radio and stuff like that, obviously,
pay radio killed radio.
Yeah. And then reality TV killed MTV. So that's all right. So.
And we've talked several times about different artists and how MTV played such an important role in them breaking and becoming big, right? Like, I mean, shit, that was, you know, our age, that was the thing to do on like a summer afternoon. You know, you're out of school, you sit on the couch and you put on MTV sure. and you watched what all the videos are. And there's so many of these songs that we've talked about over the years where it's like you just remember the video as much as you remember the tune.
That was just our generation.
Yep.
It's
kind of a lost art, except like country music. They still make a ton of music videos in country. I don't know where the hell it's getting played, but
sure it's on YouTube. People love that shit, dude. Sure there's videos out there. We're just not watching them.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. And if I don't listen to a lot of contemporary rock and roll, but I'm sure if I did and I went on YouTube, I'd probably find videos. All right, here we go. How about something a little funky? We haven't played much of that stuff yet. I've been more like in the pop rock lane. Here you go.
Dude, that is songwriting at its best.
I love it.
Shit. It's like Dylan. Like Bob Dylan would be jealous he didn't write that.
What's the name of this band?
EU.
I don't remember. I remember the song.
PU.
PU. Is this the same song that goes, Lisa's got a big old butt? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, that's an LL Cool J song.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It is LL
Cool J. LL Cool J's got a song called Big Old Butt. But
Yeah.
Hey, we can have a whole
we
have a whole ass episode with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Well, the warden is here. The warden is here.
He got back.
That song. Spike Lee directed the video for that song.
Really?
Because it was from a movie. It was in School Days.
I love that movie.
Never saw it.
With Kid and Play. Yeah. Oh no, School Days was
School Days was Lawrence Fishburne, yeah.
And Ice Cube was in it and shit.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, so
that was Spike Lee
directed the music video.
Spike Lee Jonze.
Another incredibly dated 80s one-hit wonder song here.
All right.
If I had a gong, if this was the gong show, I would hit the gong.
Okay.
I like this song. I don't care.
You would like that song.
Of course I would. Yeah,
you would. Put him in the yard.
All right. The next one, too.
Put him in the bathroom.
The next song I, I fucking hate this song too. Tired of my lady. We've been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I fucking hate that song so much.
Fucking yacht rock.
It is yacht rock, and the story is just stupid, right? It's a guy answering a personals ad. He's cheating on his girlfriend, and he reads a personals ad saying, do you like pina colada and getting caught in the rain? And he responds to the personals ad and meets the person, and it winds up being his girlfriend who was cheating on him and putting a personals ad looking for a dude.
See fucking karma.
I'd like to think that they wind up being the people from the Shaggy. It wasn't me. Yeah, I caught you banging on the floor. It wasn't me. No. Another stupid song. My kid loves that song, and I was like, dude, I'd never need to hear that song again.
That would be played in the bar by like a generation that used to come through the bar.
Yeah, that's one of those ones like when you have the kill switch on the jukebox, you can turn it off. Like, yeah. Yacht rock in general. And I don't have a whole, I think there's one other yacht rock song on here, but yeah. Rob's going to tell us he loves this song too.
No, I don't actually. Okay. If you like pina colada, then you're fucking insane.
Yeah, he loves pina coladas.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I do not. Believe it or not, I do not.
Something with liquor you don't like? Holy shit.
Whiskey, please.
Yeah. All right. Keep on going.
Was that from Flashdance?
Yeah. I like that song, and I don't really know why. Like that song, and I'm like, hey, the way she's singing, it's like she's holding the notes really long. And
we all got guilty pleasures, Memo.
I guess, man. I don't know why. Like, what moment of my life I heard that, and I was like, I kind of liked it. I don't know.
Positive. The song is a positive feel.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Warden, what do you think?
I don't even think that's the best song from that movie. I think Maniac's a better song from that movie.
Oh, well,
No, I don't hate the song either. I like the chorus part. Like the lead up to it's kind of slow, but the chorus the chorus is pretty decent.
All right, that's fair. Here we go. Oh, I can't keep track of the visions in my eyes.
I love it.
Is he a one hit wonder? I'm looking at my notes and he had 9 top 40 hits.
Where? Mars?
I was like, he's sold 16 million records. In Canada, he had 30 top 40 hits, including 11 in the top 10.
Okay.
Well, maybe he's just big in Canada because I can't think of another song by him.
I thought he was like an actor.
I did too, but I don't think so.
You thinking of Corey Haim instead of Corey Hart?
Maybe. I don't know. That was really funky, though, listening to it in the two headphones with the way that was like the beat that was bouncing back and forth. That was kind of cool. But
it reminded me of the Arithmetics a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, good point. Yes. Except the Arithmetics are way better.
Are way better. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep on trucking, man. We're going to play a couple songs that I really like. I really like this song. I love that song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that song a lot.
I love the movie. Let me ask you the question. Who's your favorite member of the Brat Pack?
I guess Emilio Estevez.
Okay, I would say Demi Moore.
Demi Moore? That's fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Who?
Ali Sheedy was really nice to look at.
Rob Lowe, like, he was one of them. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, that's a great movie. A coming-to-age movie, like, you know, coming out of college and what the fuck's the world's about. And
yeah.
Great movie. Great song. Very
yeah, movie. Yeah, yeah. The song is very uplifting sounding. Yeah. The next one is also from a movie. This is one of my two favorite songs from the 1980s. I absolutely fucking love this song. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. I love that song, man.
I know. Mm-hmm. I play that with my band. It's our closer, and we kick the shit out of it.
Yes, yeah, I've heard your band play that several times.
I love that movie too.
That's That song's got an interesting story. The number of times that they tried to find somebody to record that when they wrote it. So they offered it to like Brian Ferry from Roxy Music. They who's got an awesome voice, man. And then they offered it to Billy Idol, and they offered it to
I could hear Billy Idol doing that shit.
Yeah. They offered it to Corey Hart, and there was some other band they offered it to, but it just kept getting bounced around, and they finally just, the Simple Minds agreed to do it, and it just became this, it was their biggest hit, right? It was huge. Oh, yeah. It was one of the biggest songs to come out of the 80s.
They were a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, pretty much. I like that, man. I when I had CDs, I had a couple of their albums that I listened to.
Oh, okay.
I like that song that much that I wanted to hear more of them.
Yeah. There was definitely a rock side to them. Definitely. I love playing that song with the band.
I think that song still stands up, too.
When you think of like one hit wonders from the 80s, that's the number one song you think of, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll jump around and I'll play the other one that I think is that I think of. And this was, I didn't have it on the list. And Rob was looking at it and he was like, shit, where is this song? And I was like, oh my God, how did I have this song? Because it's also one of my favorite songs, but just one of my favorite rock and roll songs. Perfect pop song.
How can you not think of the video when you hear that song?
That's like one of the best music videos of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah. When I was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there was a few animated cells in the museum. It was really rad to see like the actual, you know, the pictures. It was amazing.
The song is great. The video is great. It still stands up. I still listen to it all the time. I said, it's just a kick-ass song. And I was sharing with you guys, like, as I was looking for it to put it on the playlist, I found a whole playlist of just different people covering this song.
Oh, sure.
There's some weird ones on there, but they did MTV Unplugged, like, within the last, like, 5 years. It's a really stripped-down, slow version. And it's really good. And it's like, and he's, you know, I don't know how old the singer is now. He's got to be 60, right? And he's just, it's great. Another band that I have a couple of their CDs and
Aha. Aha.
Aha.
Singer 62. Okay. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name because they're
like Norwegian. Swedish or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Scandinavian. So he's got a like, Flergen Blergen kind of name. Hans Flergen Blergen. Cultural diversity here. The prisoners of rock and roll. Okay. Let's keep trucking. We're about halfway done. Maybe we'll play one more. Maybe we can take a little break.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can't think of a better song to end on. Take a break than this. Yeah, doesn't do anything for me.
Really? No. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is awesome. Yeah
I love it. Yeah. Especially with a headset on. I was digging that.
The beginning was interesting because it sounded like birds or whales, or there's some funky, the really long build up to the beginning of it. But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, cool.
I think, it might be. Cool. What's that, Rob?
The music video was pretty cool. Like him playing on like I guess it's a synthesizer, and there's like these mirrors all around him and stuff, and it's just going in a circle.
Remember. Yeah.
It might be totally petty, my disdain for the song, because some schmuck used to come into the record store all the time with his really bad hair and wearing a trench coat. We used to call him Flock of Seagulls because he had the big, because remember the singer for that band had that ridiculous haircut, like the forward inverted mohawk thing. God. He had really, really odd hair.
What a time in history that was.
See, Ryan, I would think that Bruce would like this song because, you know how many times he's told me that he's run a marathon? So this could be like his theme song, you know?
Right. Hey. And also, you think I would love the guy's hair, because out of the three of us talking, I'm the only one with hair.
What the Touché. Fuck, dude? I'm not making fun of you.
Why do you think I'm wearing a hat?
Wait. How the hell did I get thrown into this?
You're shrapnel.
What am I? I'm friendly fire on me. What the hell?
I love you.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
All right, that sounds like a good place to take a break. So why don't we circle back up and do what we got to do, and we'll be back.
All right, yo, stick around.
Prisoners of Rock and Roll is sponsored by McCusker's Tavern at 17th and Shunk Streets in Philadelphia. There's something for everyone on the beer list and the jukebox at McCusker's. It's minutes from the sports stadiums in Philly, making it a great place to stop by for a few drinks before or after a concert or a game. Come see for yourself why everyone from Philadelphia Magazine to Playboy has called it one of the best dive bars in the city. Visit them at 17th and Shunk Streets in Philadelphia or on Facebook. That's McCusker's Tavern.
Thankfully, the fashion of the 1980s disappeared a lot faster than some of these one-hit wonders. While neon spandex and high hair may have gone out of style, one thing that is timeless is a great-looking pair of socks. Prisoners of Rock and Roll is proud to be sponsored by Boldfoot Socks. Boldfoot Socks makes great socks for working out, hanging out, going to work, and many other occasions you can think of. Every single pair they make is made in America using materials grown in America. And they stand by their product by offering free sock insurance for 3 months. On top of that, Boldfoot is a family-owned, veteran-owned business that donates 5% of their proceeds to veteran charities. Good people making a good product, supporting good causes. You can't beat that, in my opinion. So when you're done listening to us, go check out all the dozens they offer over at boldfoot.com.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Relax, just do it. When you wanna go to it, relax.
All right, thanks so much for sticking with us. We're back from the commercial break. That was "Relax" by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Song, man. That "Come on, Eileen." I mean, a lot of "Cum" songs on this shit.
Relax.
The hell we got going on around here? This is a family show. That's an incredibly dated song and dumb. There was so much controversy around that, like the BBC banned it and stuff like that for a while. And
I mean, what they were just like, they had that clone look, like the Freddie Mercury look.
I don't remember anything what they look like or anything else.
Yeah, they all look like Freddie Mercury, like that clone, that gay clone look of the 80s. Yeah, with the mustache.
That was another one of those bands that they mentioned on the Where Are They Now from that show on the VH1 we were talking about. Like him and the lead singer from Baltimore both died of AIDS.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm almost positive about that.
He said don't do it.
Yeah, right.
Now look where that got you. No. Yeah. All right, let's just keep on rolling. Excited, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles lief, er kann man rock me, aber der ist nur mit Is there an English version of that?
I don't know. What language are they speaking?
German. It's German, but I was like, I don't know if I've ever actually listened to the whole song.
I never noticed it. I just always remember the video.
Yeah, the video and the chorus.
Yeah. I'd never let me strip down this song and let me listen to the lyrics till now. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I'll have to go back. Right.
He was like rapping though. But it was like almost like a rap he was doing.
Yeah.
It was cool. I love
I know the song, I know the video, but I guess I've never actually listened to it
carefully
to notice it's in a different friggin' language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great stuff.
It's a fun song. I mean, it's funky and it's
on an edge, you know.
Yeah,
it has like a rock edge to it.
It's real synthy. All right.
Very 80s.
Yeah. Rob, you like that song or?
I mean, it's got a good bass line to it, but I mean, not really.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Do you know who Amadeus is?
Yeah, Mozart.
Oh, you can't fool the word in.
Amadeus was his middle name. Wolfgang Amadeus.
Oh, all right. Calm down there. Calm down there, pal.
Got him.
Take that, you uncultured. You uncultured swine. Right. We're socialites here, sir. We established that in episode 4.
Yeah, right.
Let's keep on rolling. Nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you.
I
like that song. I like that song a lot.
What's the song they go into? They go into a cover.
Oh, yeah. baby, where did I love go?
Great.
Yeah, Tina loves a cover. The whole thing is a cover. It's a song from the 60s. Yeah, it's a song from the 60s. But, and the group Soft Cell, they had a bunch of hits. They had 12 hits in the UK. So all the people on our YouTube channel that blow us up and say that we're just Neanderthal Americans that have no concept of music outside. We're one hit wonders. We live in the United States, so we're talking contextually in the United States. And I just used the word contextually in a sentence. Go fuck yourself.
Relax. Don't do that.
Right. You're gonna email us and tell us what we're crappy Americans because we don't like Kate Bush and all the Americans. But yeah, all right. A little bitter about the comments we get on YouTube from people. So, all right, contextualize that. All right. Here we go. Let's keep on rolling.
of classes. I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades. I got a job waiting for my graduation.
How many movies that song was in?
A lot. So that's from Timbuk 3, not to be confused with Timbuk 2, the sequel. And it was actually a husband and wife that were in that band together that recorded that song.
It sounds very simple. It's a very simple recording.
Yeah.
It's the words. The words is what makes the fucking song.
Yeah. It doesn't have a ton of synth on it, you know, a little harmonica in there, some other stuff going on, a little more rocking, there, like contemporary rocking sound than some of the stuff we'd listen to.
Listen, when you have a hook, you don't need anything else.
Yeah. And I think, right, I mean, and that line is so, like, it's in pop culture, right? The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
It's a tower, yeah, I bought a lot of beer.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really. That was a song that I was like, oh, I got to put that on there. And I was like, wait, who sang that? I had to look up who that was. That
I remember
that
the
song.
Video for that, too. It was very poorly made.
Given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing. All the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek. There's nobody here.
I can't listen to that anymore.
Dude, you start playing that song, I was like, oh, and then I start getting into it. Is it? Who is that? Who sings that song?
Chris de Burgh.
I always thought it was Simply Red that sang that song.
He does that sailing. No, that's Chris Cross.
That's Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Chris Cross.
We talked about Christopher Cross.
Chris Cross.
What the hell did Simply Red sing?
They sang, they had a cover. There was a cover they sang that was big. And yeah, they weren't a one-hit wonder. I know that.
Holding back the year.
They're big in England.
This song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great song.
Yeah. He had some. This is the song I'm thinking. This is the
Holding Back the Years.
Yeah.
Thinking of the fear. Oh, this song is great.
Yeah. That's yacht rock, but that's tolerable.
I got to put that on my jam list.
That Chris de Burgh song, man, that is like middle school dance.
CYO dance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. When you're all the guys are in the one corner and the girls in the other, and nobody's dancing. Just does nothing.
No one's wearing a red dress either.
Yeah, right. It doesn't do anything for me. Never liked it. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. Fuck it.
I didn't like that song, and I also don't like Mondays.
And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Tell me why. I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. The whole day down.
So the Boomtown Rats with that.
Love that song, man.
Bob Geldof, right? He's the Live Aid.
Sir Bob Geldof.
Yes. It has a little bit of like an Elvis Costello sound to it.
Yes. They're a great Irish band.
I like Elvis Costello. Yeah, I like Elvis Costello a lot.
Yeah, but the Goontown Rats, they're a great Irish band. I mean, they're bigger than just that song in overseas, not in America. When I hear that, I always think of him singing in Live Aid.
At Live Aid, yep.
And he like kicked the shit out of it.
Yep, we did a whole show on Live Aid. You can go back and listen to that and hear all the insight we had around the Boomtown Rats. I feel like that song's a little bit more obscure than some of the stuff we're playing, but
yeah, it's a great song though, man. It's better than a one-hit wonder. It's a classic.
Never heard it before? Never heard it before.
I don't think it's a real like mainstream song.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
I mean, who likes Mondays? But yeah, I never heard of the song.
The song's about a kid going to school and shooting everybody up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's talk about not aging well.
That's what the song's about.
Yeah.
They ask him why he did it. It's like, I don't like Mondays. Yeah.
Dark. It's a dark song.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
But sweet, he's so fine, he can't be beat. He's got everything that I desire. Sets the summer sun on fire. I want candy. I want candy.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that song is great. I love the bass line at the beginning of that was so.
Yeah, the drums are rocking.
Yeah.
And she's sexy. Her voice is sexy.
It's got a great guitar riff at the beginning of it. There's a guy on YouTube, Rick Beato. He's got like 3 million followers and he's like, he does like music commentary and he was breaking this song down about like how, like what a perfect one hit wonder this is because it's like, like in the 80s, that was the song everyone wanted to learn how to play guitar because it's not too hard to learn how to play. And it's just got, Bow Wow Wow to me just gets written off because they have like a silly name. But as I've aged, I like that song a lot more. All right. I like that song a lot. I mean, I say I like it when it comes on. I'm like, okay, I dig this, but yeah, it's not something I go pulling up on my phone and I'm walking around the house listening to. But
no, it's
fun, now man. I really want candy.
Right. Keep rolling. We got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We got about 10 more songs. Here we go. But I don't really mind. Cause every time he pulls me near, I just want to cheer. Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta
dude, that is a perfect pop song.
I agree.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Very catchy.
I don't know, like Clive Davis did that. I feel like he did. But I'm raw. I don't, she probably shouldn't be on this list. I'm just looking at my notes and she had 2 number one hits. She had a song called Too Late with Johnny Mathis. And she has 4 Grammys and she's been nominated for 12 Grammys. So I guess she's had a lot more success and I just had that was the only song I'm aware of. No, but
it was so iconic, put in Footloose. I mean, everybody knew, that's what I think of when I hear it. I think of them trying to figure out how to dance in the movie while they're in that song's in the monologue, you know?
Yeah.
Footloose.
Yeah, so what comic book guy writes me and blows me up for saying that, you know, Denise Williams, shit. What comic book guy blows me up twice, one for getting her name wrong and then also saying that she had additional hits. There's my ignorance, man. I know a lot about music, but I didn't know much Williams.
You tell comic book guy to come down McCusker's and fight me.
Worst podcast ever.
Yeah. It was funny when I was away for work last week. I had my coffee mug. I have one of our decals on my coffee mug that I walk around with all the time at work. And my boss was like, "I got to ask, man." He's like, "What is that podcast on your coffee mug?" And everyone sitting at lunch was like, "Are you fucking serious? Like, you know, Bruce, like," and I don't talk about the show at all at work, but Everyone's like, everybody knows what we do. And they're like, "Are you fucking serious? Like, no, it's Bruce's show." And he's like, "Oh, really?" I was like, he just thought I was like something I was a fan of, that I was like, "Dude, you know how much I'm into music." And I was like, "Wow, dude, I'm glad you take an interest in my personal life and you ask me things."
Is your boss
working for you for years?
Who's your boss?
His name's Jeff. He's probably listening now.
You should. That's awesome. I'm not gonna make fun of him.
Thank you. He's a good dude, and
good.
Yeah, you
know, good. That's funny.
I was like, "Yeah, man." Like, but then somebody else is sitting near me was like, "What are you doing this week for the show?" And I was telling him, and he was like, we had this whole discussion over whether Aha or the Simple Mind song was a better one hit wonder of the 80s. So, all right. Anyway, got some more. Here you go. We'll just play it. Worst kept secret in music.
I know the secrets.
The backup singer.
Right.
Well, it's Michael Jackson.
Right. Not credited on the album.
What is the name of the artist?
Rockwell. He knew Michael Jackson growing up.
Well, he is the son of Motown's owner. What's his name?
Barry Gordy?
Barry Gordy's son. Yes.
Really?
Yes, he is. That's how he knows Michael Jackson.
Oh, look at that. There you go. His real name, Kenny William Gordy.
See, Ryan McCusker's knows a thing or two about it.
There
a thing
you go.
Or two.
I learned something today. Shit.
So did I.
Huh. Okay, well, then it makes a whole lot more sense. Okay,
cool. Yeah, I mean, that's how he got Michael Jackson. He's probably childhood friends with him his whole life. He's like, "Yo, I need a fucking hit." And,
Michael Jackson agreed to do it.
That huge hook, you know?
Yeah. That's a song you hear a lot. That's a couple, you know, around Halloween, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And people playing it. But next up. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand off size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. You guys may give me dunk on me. I love that song.
I love it too. Her voice is killer.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's real like smoky, deep,
oh yeah,
raspy kind of voice. Yeah,
it's very sexy.
Yeah, it's a sexy sounding kind of voice.
Yeah.
It's also a cover song that it was like a song from like the, it was like from the 70s. Yeah.
Did not know that.
No, that's a cool song.
It's a great song.
Taylor Swift has covered it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I don't know. The original was by whatever. It's a cover song, but yeah, interesting. Yeah, I like the build up to it. I like the melody before it kicks in.
Great hook.
Very 80s sounding, but it was cool. I said like Betty Davis was still alive when that song came out, and it was all like Betty Davis like sent roses to Kim Carnes when she won. I think she won a Grammy or something for the song. And
wow.
Betty Davis was like old. She was like in her 70s, but here you go. All right, we got a couple more. Another great song here. Spill deep from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed. And I can
can act like an imbecile. I say, oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everything's out of control. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Another song. I love that song.
I love it too.
That video was awesome too.
Remember they had the midget in it?
Yes, the video.
Oh wait
a minute,
you can't say midget anymore. I'm sorry.
The little person.
To our listeners, I'm sorry.
Next comic book guy is gonna come get you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But I love that song, dude. It's so 80s sounding, but it's just great.
It is the 80s. Hell yeah!
It was great in that movie, Biodome. With Pauly Short, and there was a scene where they were singing.
I missed that one.
So oh my stupid. God. Dude.
Rob, shut up. Shut up, Rob. Shut your mouth. Don't talk until we talk to you.
Yes, sir.
That song was enormous, too. I get them confused with Men at Work all the time.
Yeah, sure.
But Men at Work had multiple hits.
Yeah, they were a great band.
Anyway, I just put another song on here as this was playing. I was like, shit, I totally forgot to put this one on here. I was like, shit, how did I forget that song, man? Like, the way he sings.
They're a great band. They have more than just that song. If you know them, they have like a cult following. They're a great fucking band.
They were.
That song
political,
is killer.
Right? That's, yeah. I mean, that song is very political, right? It's environmental. Yeah. And then he was in parliament. He went into politics in Australia and he was like in parliament and he was like, it served in the government for a long time.
Yeah, he's definitely a leader.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool. That's a good song. I don't know much of their other music, but I like that song.
They're just rocking. They just have like what U2 has is passion. You know, and rock and roll is all passion, and that's what they have.
All right. This might be one of the biggest one-hit wonders of the 80s. Ryan, you like that song a lot, right?
Fuck yeah, man.
I think we've talked about it before.
It's in every 80 great 80s movie. I mean, I don't know. I just like happy shit, and it doesn't get any more happier than that.
Second up.
Yeah, it's a good tune. All right.
In certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. I ain't missing you at all. Since you've been gone, away, I ain't.
Man. What a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
That isn't it though? Like, holy shit.
And he's also not a total one hit wonder because he was the singer for that band, Bad English, and they had hit When I See You Smile, which
love
was like
that song.
Yeah, some of the guys
it
from
was
Journey.
Journey, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the next right. It was like when Journey broke up. It was like the leftover.
I did not know that, man.
Yeah.
Great. Tina Turner covered that song and she kicked the shit out of it.
Tina Turner pretty much kicked the shit out of everything she sang.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So, true that, cool. True that. Even that Mad Max song.
Yes. Yeah, sure. I got three more.
wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Madness was a bigger band than just that song. They had a following.
I was going to say, I like Madness, and that is not even their best song.
No, that's just a stupid song. They probably thought that wasn't going to do anything, and it made it big.
Yeah, I like their, some of those stuff is a lot more like ska sounding, a lot more like horns and shit. And like One Step Beyond is a great song.
So much fun.
Yeah, but I wanted to
Party
put them
Time,
on there.
Ground Zero. Is that what?
Yeah.
Great.
I think
shit.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that song, Rob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Those,
I love it. I love it.
I'm going to play it in the bar the next time I come down there. No,
we're not going to let you in.
It's one of those songs. Like, again, like you think 80s one hit wonders and you think Our House by Madness. Like,
yeah,
it's a great song.
All right. Cool. That's Voices Carry by Till Tuesday.
Yeah, Amy Mann.
Amy Mann, right? So
she had
a solo career. I've seen her a couple times live.
Did you?
As well. Yeah. Yeah. She used to date Al Jurgensen from Ministry, which is just really weird.
That's like, weird.
Yeah. And she's married to Michael Penn, Sean Penn's brother, who's also a musician. But
okay.
Yeah. It just kind of just a one hit wonder. I thought of another song that, what the hell was that band? Kogakaju.
Kajagugu.
Yeah. Whatever the hell they.
The song was called Too Shy.
Yeah.
Hush, hush.
Yeah. There you go.
That's it.
All right. The last song I had on here that hit me when I was driving home from work, driving yesterday, I was like, shit, this is the one I wanted to. And that, of course, is Berlin from Top Gun.
Yeah, I always think of Tom Cruise banging that old lady.
she was hot, man, in that movie.
Yeah, for a second, she didn't
emphasis
age very
on
well.
Was.
Yeah, she's they've taken very different paths in life since that movie. I mean, shit, the movie's 40 years ago, but hey.
I have a friend that insists that they're a great band. Besides that song. Like they're, I'm
I don't
like,
know
I don't
anything about
it.
Them.
Yeah, neither do I, but he talks about it. So,
all right. So that's it, man. There's like 40 one hit wonders of the 1980s, and there's probably a ton of stuff that we didn't get to.
Can I add one more?
Please.
We were talking about earlier this week. Do you remember the band Big Country? They have a song called Big Country.
Yeah, here you go.
Great song.
I had forgotten about
that. Playlist.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about them.
It's a great song.
All right. So there's 41 one hit wonders from the 1980s. This was fun, man. It was a fun trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I had a great time. Great vibe.
Yeah, there's definitely some songs on there that I was like, shit, I know the song, but I don't remember who it was. Or some stuff that I saw on like One Hit Wonder list and I played it. I'm like, oh, right, of course, I remember that song.
So, yeah.
All right, let's jump into the back end of the show. All right, so I got some second thoughts on us, man. The first one was our show I mentioned earlier that we recently just passed a 3-year anniversary. So the fact we've been doing this for a long time, and you know, we looked at all of our listener stats, and we've had over 40,000 downloads. It's not Joe Rogan numbers, man, but it's still the fact that anybody listens to what the hell that we have to say 40,000 times is awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. This is our fun hobby that we do, and we see results, and it's fun. Just the little results are fun.
The best is when we get an email from somebody that we don't know, right? And just says like, hey, I listened to your show and I have a thought. And so it makes my day. It's so cool.
What was that thing we got?
Yeah. So there's an app, a podcast app called Good Pods. And they support like kind of smaller podcasts. And they put us 29th all time for indie music history. And we were ranked 94th all time for music commentary and 45th in their top 100 music history of all time. So
that's something.
Super cool, man.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Little badge we can put on our website and I'm looking forward to it. So we got some feedback on the Scandals episode. So we got some guy on Twitter, Colin24768. Missed Elvis shaking his hips on Ed Sullivan, Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl, Led Zeppelin shoving a fish in a woman's hoo-hoo, Brian Jones's death, and like 20 things that Madonna did. Nice job. So it's like, yeah, dude, as always, we can't get to everything.
Yeah,
so,
thanks for listening.
You know, right. Thanks for listening and appreciate the suggestions.
Maybe it'll be another show. Maybe we could, you know.
Right. Additional scandals. Something else, second thoughts too, man. So I've been doing this thing for work. So work said like, they were sharing like a TED talk or something. They were like, a good way to like, expand your horizons and shit at work is like try something new for 30 days. And then if, you know, like if you don't like it, give it up. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try listening to a different artist every day for a month, like an artist I'm not familiar with. And, you know, I have like an hour drive to work each way. So I was like, I'm going to pick I think I'm on like day 29 today, but I've been going down like just the rabbit hole and just looking up all these artists. And I have found so much cool music. I found some garbage too.
Oh,
I found
sure.
some stuff that I don't like. But I was like, holy shit, man, I'm normally so cynical about modern music. And I've found so much. Remember that one guy, Ryan, that I was sending you and you knew who he was?
Black Joe Lewis.
Yeah, Black Joe Lewis. And I was like, this guy.
He's a motherfucker. Oh. Yeah, I've seen him a few times. He's unreal.
Yeah, so when I'm done, I'll share the playlist on our social media accounts. I mean, I was going into like some country stuff and some stuff that listeners have suggested to us. I mean, I was listening to like Doja Cat one day, like some hip hop. Really cool though. A lot of country stuff. Like real like redneck Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that, like really not even the bro country shit, like pedal steel and a banjo.
I like it.
Stuff. Super cool. That I was really enjoying like pushing my boundaries with music. And I was like so refreshed that I was like, there's a lot of really good music out there if you go looking
for
man. It.
So search. It's all about the search.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was super cool because it's like you find something you like and then you go on Spotify and do like the radio of that artist and you spin into other shit. Yeah. Super cool. All right. Music news. I got a couple things. The first one was, man, I don't want to get into like all the shit that's going on in like the Middle East with Israel and Palestine, but I thought it was worth mentioning that, like, you know, when those guys from Hamas paraglided in and started killing all those civilians, man, like a lot of they killed 260 people at a music festival.
Jesus.
And they said it was like 3,500 people were at this music festival called the Tribe of Nova. And these Hamas assholes paraglided in there and started murdering them. And even like, yeah, they were cornering them and killing them, or when they were trying to escape in their cars, they were blocking the road and murdering them. And we talked before about like Spotify getting shut off in Russia, right? Yeah. It's like you're just trying to experience music, and that winds up whether you're the dude at Altamont who gets killed, you know, like these people were just trying to listen to some
music.
It's just
like those poor people in Vegas.
Right, right. Yeah. Shit, right. That's a man, that scandal we didn't talk about too. Like that. They never said what the hell that guy was doing.
Yeah.
Right. When he leaned out the window with the machine gun. But Yeah, dude. And it's just that whole situation is incredibly effed up.
Yeah.
But it's just hearing that people were just trying to listen to some music stuff and they wound up getting killed is really struck a chord with me.
Yeah, it's us. That's us, dude. Yeah. We're at shows. That's us.
Right. Right. These people just use it as an opportunity where there's a gathering of people that they can kill people.
They're a bunch of pussies.
I have some strong opinions on what's going on there, and I'll leave all that out. But I also, all right, I got another thing. So Jan Wenner was kicked off the board of directors of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because I guess he gave an interview. And I saw, because I was looking for music news, and it was on the cover of the front page of Rolling Stone, like statement about our previous owner. And so he wrote a book called The Masters, where he did like these interviews with all these people, and he interviewed like Springsteen and Dylan and all these people. Yeah. And somebody pointed out and said, hey man, like every person you interviewed is a white guy. Where's the black people? And he said, he basically said women and black people aren't articulate enough to be worth interviewing.
Damn,
so he said, insofar as the women, just none of them are articulate enough on an intellectual level. Maybe for public relations sake, maybe I should have gone and found a black person and a woman to include that didn't measure up at the same historical standard of these other people, just to avert this kind of criticism.
Wow.
and I was thinking, like,
holy shit.
Like, go talk to fucking Smokey Robinson, man. Go interview Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Go, right? Like, go talk to Joni Mitchell. Like, what? Like, I mean, he's a client. Well, he just went from.
Do you think he got? Do you think he got to where he is for being a nice guy?
No. And other people like Howard Stern has talked a lot about what a jerk he is. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has also been criticized incredibly, like within the last couple of years, for being mostly white dudes and not having a lot of women in it. And you know, I think they're trying to correct that now.
I mean, when do you actually like just change the name of it to the Music Hall of Fame? I know you guys have talked about it before on the show, but I mean, seriously.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same wang-a-dang-dang, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, so he got canceled. So Rolling Stone went from being this, counterculture icon to this. Yeah, this kind of bothered me. But and then maybe some kind of breaking news. I think this happened today. Ryan, you said you want to talk about this. Is Mick Mars from Motley Crue put out a solo song.
Oh, dude, it's killer. I just like maybe we'll play a little snippet of it. We're big supporters of Motley Crue, but I'm a big supporter of Mick Mars doing something separate from Motley Crue because he's so fucking talented, way more talented than those guys. Let's hear a few.
It's a song called Loyal to the Lie. And we've talked a couple times in music news about him and his relationship with Motley Crue, how it's really spinning out. And there's getting lawyers involved and they're fighting over money and all kinds of, they're fighting in the press. But here's a little bit of the song, Loyal to the Lie. I haven't heard this yet.
Yeah, man, it's rocking.
I was digging it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to his whole solo album. I was just reading about it that I thought John Corabi was supposed to be on it, but he left all those songs off the record that he did with John Corabi. So John Corabi was the guy that replaced Vince Neil for a hot minute in Motley Crue. So yeah, Mick Mars. I totally think he is the talent of Motley Crue, musically.
You know who doesn't like who does not like Motley Crue is the goddamn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because they're still not in. When I go back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in December, I'm going to cast a vote for him again.
There's a John Bon Jovi talks about how every time he sees Jan somewhere, he says, "Hey Jan, go fuck yourself."
Was that Mick Mars singing on that?
No, there's like he has a bunch of singers that are
yeah
on the album.
Okay, I was like, yeah, I was waiting to hear what he sounded like, but the guitar work sounded awesome. Yeah,
did you hear also music news that Creed is getting back together for a 2024 tour? Come on, you know you're going. You know you're going, Rob.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Can you take me higher?
Nope. Nope. I'm only allowed to listen to one shitty band from the 2000s, and it's Coldplay, not Creed.
Yeah, they were like Nickelback before Nickelback was
Nickelback's a better band than they are.
Yeah.
I can't say that because the guys from Alter Bridge are the guys from that band, and Alter Bridge is kick ass.
Yeah,
but Alter Bridge is kick ass because of the Miles singer, Kennedy. Man. Miles Kennedy can fucking bring it.
Well, there's another reason why I don't want to listen to Creed, because they're using that song. The Texas Rangers are using their one song like as a their whatever. It's their song that on their way to winning the World Series, and that's
nobody.
It's too soon.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I do.
I didn't mean that towards you. I'm just saying how like nobody cares about the World Series right now because
oh god no,
it's so boring.
Yeah, so and I guess one last thing before we go is we have to do the electric chair where we kill a song for being terrible. Rob, you are our guest of honor tonight, so I hope you have a song that you would like to send to the electric chair.
Actually, I have a few, but I think the first two I was thinking of, I think you guys have already put it in the chair, so I'll go with my third option.
What do you got?
The song, I just hear this song and I just really want to just like really crash into a tree. No, I shouldn't say that, but no, I have a song in mind. It's I believe she's the wife of Paul Simon. It's that Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians.
Oh dude, great pick. Oh
god,
I can't stand that song. I like that song.
The song what I am,
yes, what I am that's it. Is what I am is what you are word.
Yep, that's it.
Oh my god, dude,
they were such trying to be a hippie band. It's yeah, she married Paul Simon.
Yeah. You also have no talent, so don't worry about it.
Oh my god, dude, I have to find on YouTube. Henry Rollins did a clip on one of his spoken word things where he said like Edie Brickell is an agent of Satan.
Yeah.
And he was like screaming about how like Edie Brickell must die and all, like how terrible she is. And
if Henry Rollins said it, then he's right.
I do like this song, yeah, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh,
God. I'm a hippie, though. I'm fucking, and that's what the sound of is. The whole guitar,
yeah, this is
the
a
whole
good,
guitar solo is a Jerry pick. Garcia guitar solo rip off.
Yeah, I remember when this album came out. Shit, when did this come out? This was like the early 90s. This came out. I remember listening to this album. I think I might have owned this CD at some point in my life, but
Shooting Rubber Bands at the Sky. That was the name of the album.
Yep, you're right. It's got a weird like cartoon cat with like big lips on it.
All right, we'll hit the button.
Dude, let's
fry.
We sentence you to death.
That was a good pick, man. She did an album with Steve Martin as well.
I saw that.
Interesting, but
you know, wow, a crazy guy.
So that will do it for episode number 72. If you were digging the One Hit Wonders in the 1980s, there's a link down in the show notes to the episode playlist. We'd love it if you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. You can check us out on Facebook or Twitter. You can visit our website, or you can drop us an email at show@prisonersofrockandroll.com. There are links to all that stuff down in the show notes as well as a map to take you directly to the legendary McCusker's Tavern. So that was it. We'll be back on 2 weeks with something else. Rob, thank you so much, man, for joining with us. I hope you had as much fun as we did.
Oh, I did. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. And go Birds.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Keep on rocking.
Peace out.
I'm just a prisoner.
We'll be right back.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.